It's a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend on Como News. Now it's time for IRG's Health Talk, tackling health issues that slow you down on and off the field.
Dr. Andrews, thanks for joining us today.
Keep these kids on the playing field and out of the operating room.
Jamie, welcome to you and your wife, Karen, and the Moyer Foundation.
Thanks for having me on today, Shannon.
Get the full story on causes, treatments, and more from the region's leading healthcare experts.
Dr. Guyette, what are some common hand injuries?
The most common hand and wrist injuries I see in golfers.
Dr. Kotze, let's talk about the elbow.
Children usually get an elbow fracture.
Dr. Barrett, how long does a typical knee replacement last?
We expect 15 years.
IRG's Health Talk is brought to you by Integrated Rehabilitation Group with 34 physical and hand therapy clinics throughout the Pacific Northwest.
What are these Olympic gymnasts going through right now?
They're going through a lot of tough workouts. This is it.
Here are your hosts, Tom Huttler and Shannon O'Kelly, physical therapist and president of Integrated Rehabilitation Group.
I've got allergies, and I want to hear about this. This is coming up next. Dr. Alex Park, internal medicine physician from Pacific Medical Centers, with Shannon O'Kelly talking a chew about allergies. Dr. Park, welcome. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderfully. Thanks for having me.
I'm doing great. Hey, tell us a little bit about your practice. You're an internal medicine physician, so what is your focus and what is your interest?
Well, as an internal medicine doctor, I'm trained to be an expert in the management of adult medicine. I often tell people that internal medicine doctors are kind of like pediatricians for adults, and so we're really trained to do the entire breadth of adult care, from acute, chronic, preventative, clinic-based, hospital-based. So I really enjoy the full breadth of adult patient care.
I like to ask physicians about their training and experience and their interest in internal medicine, taking care of the adult population. We know about the grain of America. What led to your interest in this population?
I thought that it was most interesting because of the burden of preventive disease that was there. If you look at the highest levels of mortality in America right now, it's heart disease. And specifically, actually, if you look at hypertension, we've seen death rates from hypertension-related causes like stroke and heart attack go up 23% in the last decade. And so for a long time, cancer had been sort of the dragon to slay. But as I went through my schooling, I realized preventive disease was the dragon to slay. And the biggest burden of that tends to be in adults. And so I thought it was a really neat area to focus on.
I think the world of medicine is really coming around to prevention and wellness. I mean, internal medicine, I mean, it's a vast area, and I'm sure your training was very specific. So I know that you did 4 years of medical school. Tell us about residency and internship.
Yes, residency is a 3-year period of time that you do a very focused training after medical school as an internal medicine doctor. And so in medical school, you do everything. You do surgery, psychiatry, obstetrics, and then there's just that 3 years where you're just focusing on internal medicine as a residency physician. So I did my residency here at the University of Washington in Seattle after finishing medical school out at Yale. I decided to come back to the Seattle area because this is where I'm from.
Nice. When do patients move from a family practice arena to internal medicine? Is there a period or a time frame where you would suggest that?
Well, family practice is a little different. Family practice doctors are very broadly trained. So they get a little bit of the adult internal medicine, they get pediatrics, they get obstetrics, they do a little bit of surgery. So they're really designed for a patient who's looking for deliver me from my mom and take care of me till I'm 95. And that's fine if you're relatively healthy, I think, but for very complex chronic diseases, I think it's important to maybe think about switching to an internal medicine doctor around age 18 to 21, or to switch at that time when you're transitioning from your pediatric physician.
Let's bring it around here. I'm going to talk to you about allergies versus the common cold. I mean, you know, it's that time of year, pollen. I mean, things are happening out there. We're outdoors more. We're not cooped up in our houses over the winter, and people are susceptible to allergies and might not experience it. And sometimes allergies in adults happen where you don't have them as in childhood. Tell us about how do I know it's allergies versus a common cold?
That's such a great question. There's a kind of a blurred line between those two conditions, and I think patients sometimes are stymied to know which one is which. Common symptoms between the two might be cough, sneezing, runny nose, stuffy nose, but that's generally where the similarity ends. And it's important to remember that a cold is caused by a virus, and so that's going to cause other things like a fever, chills, nausea, vomiting, sometimes diarrhea. And we've all felt those body aches that you get when you have the flu, and so you're going to get those as well. Whereas an allergy is a little bit different. You'll have those watery, itchy eyes. You might have flares of your eczema. You might wheeze a little bit as you breathe, because if you have any potential for asthma, that can get flared with allergy as well. It's also important to remember the time course. A cold virus will generally walk through your system by about a week or two, and it's generally out by then. Whereas an allergy can persist for months if you're sort of being exposed to those allergens in an ongoing basis.
Interesting. I want you to touch on, you mentioned allergies and asthma. They're two different things, but they can go hand in hand, or one can trigger the other. Tell us about that.
Yes, there's a distinct connection between asthma and allergy. The airway is inflamed in asthma, and so it tightens, and that's what causes that wheezing and that sense of shortness of breath. And we know that there are a lot of allergic triggers in asthma when you breathe in certain kinds of pollen or pet dander and so forth. So allergies can definitely trigger asthma. So there's a very distinct connection. You're absolutely right.
We were talking about allergies kind of triggering asthmatic reactions, but I want you to set it up for us, really how the body responds to this allergen, I guess you would call it, that enters your system and your body sees it as a foreign obstacle or something to attack. So set that response up for us.
An allergy is really sort of like a major alarm that your body has raised. The immune system is primed to attack something that's foreign. Unfortunately, the body sometimes does a poor job of recognizing something that's really bad, like the flu or Ebola, and something that's not so serious, something innocuous like pollen or dust or pet dander. And the reaction is very similar. The body's immune system releases all these cells that say, let's go attack this thing. Let's call it pollen, for instance. It generates a response. We call it the histamine response. And you get all this fluid generation, swelling, redness. The body is trying to fight that. It's trying to sweat out, flush out, flood out this foreign object, except it's something that's not all that dangerous to you. But you get all the nasty side effects of that, such as the itchy eyes, the runny nose, the rashes, from that histamine response.
And it's usually in the areas of the body you talked about, nasal passages, eyes. I mean, it's these mucosa, these wet linings of tissue that really have this response. That's why it triggers those areas?
I think that's a good way of looking at it. The mucous membranes are very susceptible to being interactive with allergens such as pollen and things which are airborne. But we know that allergy can actually morph very quickly in manifestation. So you may start out with a rash, but that can quickly morph into tongue swelling or neck swelling. You may start out with itchy, runny nose, watery eyes, but again, that can very quickly morph into hives. And so the interesting thing about the body's immune system is that it's an equal opportunity player. So it may start reacting in one place, and then those immune system cells can transfer to somewhere else and cause a reaction elsewhere. So it's important to talk with your doctor if you have allergies, because they can morph into severe reactions.
Yeah, and so in a nutshell, it's your body overreacting to this foreign substance, and your job as a physician is to figure that out and then probably prescribe, prevent, discuss wellness to prevent that overreaction. So tell us how your intervention would occur in your office.
The first thing we always talk about is triggers. Patients know their bodies very well. They know their lifestyle very well. So we usually do a very thorough evaluation of what are you exposing yourself to? Is there something new? Is it a new laundry detergent, a new soap, a new lotion? Did you get a new pet in the house? Are you doing some sort of remodeling and you've unearthed some sort of mold? Did you travel recently? So we do a very thorough history first to see if we can identify a trigger. And then avoidance of the trigger is very important. And then, of course, if a patient comes in with an active allergy symptom, we can use medications to calm down that reaction, and that's temporary. But then in the future, we want to figure out how do we avoid that precipitant in the future.
It's not uncommon. I've heard a lot of patients describe that I never had problems when I was a child. I mean, I was never allergic to pollen. Now as an adult, as an internal medicine, can you get or have allergies as an adult?
Absolutely. A lot of it has to do with the fact that our lives are changing, people move, and also the allergens in our environment change over time.
Thank you so much for your information and, more importantly, your time. I mean, like I said, always learn something, and that was great stuff.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Our thanks again to Dr. Alex Park. If you'd like more information on this topic, as well as how to contact Dr. Alexander Park, go to pacificmedicalcenters.org or go to irgpt.com and click on the Health Experts tab.